Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Sue. Hope you're doing well. Today is April 9th, 2015. It is a rainy day here in Chicago, but we're going to get through it. And I know spring is around the corner, and a lot of us are going to be more active, if not already. And so I wanted to go over some topics today, and these may be relatable to you in your current situation in your workouts, or if you are starting to work out, you may have some of these concerns. I was at a training session today with a older active adult, and she was telling me about some back discomfort, mid-lower back discomfort, after she had been working out and doing some of the exercises, including ball bridges and some strength exercises, specifically tricep exercises with the bands. And she was mentioning how there was some discomfort starting last Sunday. And on a scale of 1 to 10, it was only a 1 to 2 discomfort. However, she was concerned about it, which a lot of people will probably be concerned about some discomfort, and very understandable. And so the topic I want to go over basically is called good pain versus bad pain. And many of us know what they are, I think. And let me just give you my opinion as to how to categorize your good pain versus bad pain. And what I basically said to this person, client of mine today, was that, if you broke your elbow and you couldn't move it, that'd probably be considered extreme bad pain. And then on the other hand, good pain would be a feeling of muscle usage. Some people will call that soreness. And basically that just is a sign that you were active. You were moving your body in a way that put demand on your muscles. And when anyone puts demand on their muscles, these muscles could break down, called muscle fiber tears. And these muscle fiber tears can lead to the soreness that you feel the day after or the second day after a workout. That second day delayed onset muscle soreness is something that many people have experienced, and it's very normal. However, what I do want to get into is the idea that we need to be able to separate the good pain versus bad pain and fully understand the benefits of good pain. And obviously, we want to avoid the bad pain. So what are the benefits of good pain? Definitely, like I said, you will be breaking down muscle fiber, and which is a good sign for muscle building or muscle toning, strength building as well. Anything that is broken down, specifically muscle in the body, and that's, if it's rebuilt, will become stronger, and that's always a good sign. Many times people will develop a chronic discomfort, and I just want to touch on that real quick. Mm-hmm. And the chronic discomfort, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed. What I mentioned to my client today was that if her discomfort lingers on for more than a week, since her pain was described as a 1 or 2, there might be some concern. That's just my opinion. And then anything that is 5, 6 level out of 10, 10 being very, very, very painful, 5 and 6, most people can tolerate that. But if it's constantly, for the long run, if it's more than a week, obviously there might be some issues with that discomfort at that level 5 and 6. We all know our bodies and how it works, how it feels, and so do your best to police that and monitor your pain. Obviously, if you're going to be taking pain medication to relieve the stress, then that might be another bad pain category. Which makes me think about my other clients. And I get that some people have joint discomfort and knees specifically. And whenever we're doing extra cardio or any plyometrics, for example, for a continuous long time, that joint, whether it be the knees, the hips, or any other joint, can be inflamed and cause discomfort. For the most part, we have to monitor the activity and be careful to avoid causing further discomfort and pain in those joints. And that's partly the trainer, and then obviously it's up to the person who is working out to make that decision of moving forward with the routine or not. So just to summarize real quick here, that pain is a good sign, but pain can be also a negative sign. There's good pain and there's bad pain. Realizing that good pain is beneficial. Good pain can help increase lean muscle mass. Good pain can help you progress and push further. And then there is the bad pain, which sometimes more often than not is a sign that you overdid it. You went to extremes to achieve a fitness goal, and did certainly want to avoid repeating any of this bad discomfort and bad pain. I can go on and on with examples of someone who had developed hamstring issues, and it was very chronic discomfort, and then it caused the person to be unable to stretch and unable to run and unable to be functional at optimal levels. And so definitely avoid activities that will cause that level of discomfort. Again, on a scale of 1 to 10, we're talking about 8, 9, and 10 level. And if it's chronic, then it certainly is going to be bad pain. I do welcome, as you guys are listening to this, your feedback. I do welcome your questions. My website, for anyone who is not familiar with it, is www.goality.com, G-O-A-L-I-T-Y.com. There's many forms on there, contact forms, that is, that you can fill out and reach me to ask me any questions about the topics, or if you want a specific topic to be mentioned, or if you just have a question about health and fitness, go ahead and leave those comments. Very happy to share my knowledge and experience in the health and fitness world. This is a wonderful time to get that information, and I'm kind of rambling on, but the point is that we'd like to hear from you, and if you have any questions, go ahead and ask away. The other side of things that if you're not familiar with what I am all about, nutrition, health and wellness, healthy living is a big piece of what I do. And I'm always happy to answer any questions you have in those areas as well. Well, this is Eric Sue. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. And hope you guys have a great day. And we'll try to get some more podcasts out there and talk about certain topics as they come up. Hopefully you guys are doing well, and have an excellent day.